Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a very, very busy day as we have a couple of Supreme Court rulings. We have Walmart getting sued. I think we got a kindergartner who brought some tequila to class. So we got a lot to talk about today. But I just want to visit something that is pretty indicative and testament to what a lot of people might be going through in their own cities and municipalities. And it was one hell of a lesson for us Nevadans this week. So there was some chaos yesterday that I told you guys about, and it should have never been chaotic. It should have been as simple as we can. But a lot of things were uncovered, and a lot of Nevadans realized that they were getting screwed. And it, I don't believe that the government offices were equipped to handle it. And their response is leaving some mixed messaging. So I just want to kind of clarify some things. So for those of you that aren't really watching your local cities or states rules and legislature and tax abatement caps, you might want to check into it. Because in Nevada, a local news outlet, News 13, had hours before a deadline alerted us that there was a deadline. And for those of us who might have an incorrect tax cap, a tax abatement cap, which I'll explain, only had until this Thursday, today, to fix it. For the next fiscal year, you still had about a year. But if you wanted to fix any mistakes that were made, such as you being the owner, but the government not thinking you own the residence or whatever, you only had till Thursday. So there was mass chaos, people trying to call the Clark County Assessor's Office in my neck of the woods, because I live in Clark County. Phones just said disconnected, disconnected. I tried calling the operator, they're like, just go to the website. Well, the website just said to call. So, you know, and I'm like, look, you know, I'm with the media, I just want to get some answers for my listeners, and still haven't heard back from media relations. It was a mess. Lines, people were outside, scathing heat, could have risked heat illness. And the reason why is when you went on your treasury, and those of you guys in your particular states, you could go on your state treasury website to look at what your property taxes are, what your tax abatement cap is, if there is one, and it gives you all that data. Well, when people finally were able to get through, because the website was crashing because so many people were on it, they realized that they were paying 5% more than they should. And this tax abatement, which I explained yesterday, was a law in 2005, was passed in my neck of the woods, Nevada, to provide property tax relief. And Assembly Bill 489 provided for a partial abatement, which limited the annual tax increases on an owner's primary residence to no more than 3%. If you have other properties, it'll cap at 8%. So a bunch of us that are living in our homes thought we were at the 3%. But when you checked, you found out, whoa, it says 8. And the excuse was, well, you needed to notify as you were living there. And I get that, but, you know, when a law passes, it should be automatic. It shouldn't be by default going to the higher rate. If we only have one home and we only have one property, and by the way, it was a new home, so it's not like nobody lived in it before. This was a brand new home that we built, moved into, no other owners, doesn't matter. By default, they put everybody at the higher rate. It's almost like the law was passed, but the state almost didn't want people to get the savings. So they could say, look, guys, we passed the law. Look at us. We passed the law, but, you know, is it gonna be enforced? Are people going to really realize that there's savings? So what happened is a lot of people realized there was a mistake. And on the Clark County Assessor's website, which still says it, says, look, if you want to fix last year's fiscal year, you got to do it by today. For next year, you have a whole year. So there was all this drama. There was a press conference. The assessor, very nice lady, got on, spoke about what was going on, but they made it sound like the deadline's getting extended. The deadline's getting extended. But all they were talking about was next year's. Well, there was never, next year's was always you had a year to fix. So then all across social media, they're like, the deadline's extended, you're all good. No, what they basically said is, you guys just forget about the last year. Forget about the fiscal year that ends tomorrow, or which is now today. Forget about it. So they almost duped a bunch of people into thinking that, you know what, just move forward. We'll just worry about next year, because there was they had to actually lock the doors. They locked the doors because there were so many people asking questions and trying to figure out what was going on. So there's an online form for those of you in Nevada that found that you have been overcharged and you should be at the 3% tax cap. So there's an online form. I put it on my Twitter and my Facebook. If you need to, just reach out at drdahlia.com and we'll get that for you. But what does that teach us across the country? Number one is follow your local news. A lot of us are watching what's going on nationally because of everything with the Supreme Court and Biden and inflation. Don't forget to watch your local news, because your local news is what's telling you what's going on. And I mean, local is huge. Number two is, you know, check for mistakes. Nobody is going to make sure you're paying the proper amount of taxes. Nobody's going to give you a break. Nobody's going to give you a deal. You need to find it. And the fact that in 2005 the legislature passed this, homes should have automatically, primary residence has been there, and a bunch of people found, thousands, maybe millions found that, they were being charged incorrectly and now have to fix it. That shows that you need to be on top of your stuff. Now, the government, in their defense, said they sent out cards, little postcards that got mixed in with all the flyers. I mean, the average person doesn't check their mail because they check their email. So it was a little postcard that might have gotten mixed in with all the grocery coupons and things like that. And people don't fill out a lot of these things because, again, they don't know who it's from. They don't. And there was no warning. There was no warning. Now everybody's gotten the memo. But the biggest lesson I think we've learned from all of this is, when a government passes a law, everybody thinks they're passing the law for the benefit of the constituent. They're passing the law for the benefit of their political jobs, so they could say they pass a law. So there's tons of laws that might be benefiting you that nobody's going to just say, hey guys, look, you could save money. You got to do your research. You got to be on top of it. And also realize that there's going to be chaos when an agency messes up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Sorry. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Supreme Court ruled today, 5-4, that the Biden administration can repeal Trump's migrant protection protocols, commonly known as the Remain in Mexico policy. This reversed a lower court ruling. Now, under that policy, migrants that are seeking entry into the U.S. had to stay on the Mexico side of the border as they awaited hearings. The Trump administration put the policy in place so that the migrants would not be released into the U.S., which is something that's happening now, where they come in, they get sent to certain cities, and then do they ever come back and show up for their hearing? Many don't. The Biden administration wanted to repeal the policy, but a lower court blocked it. At issue was whether, according to Fox News, the Department of Homeland Security's suspension and subsequent termination of the policy violated a federal law that required migrants be detained, or if they arrived from a contiguous country to be sent back to that country. Now, according to Chief Justice John Roberts, who wrote the opinion, he said the government's rescission of MPP, the microprotection protocols, did not violate Section 1225 of the INA, and the October 29 memoranda did not constitute final agency action. So the statute, Roberts had said, which is the 8 U.S.C. Section 1225, said that somebody applying for admission shall be detained for a proceeding unless they are clearly and beyond a doubt entitled to be admitted. It also says if they are from a contiguous territory like Mexico, the attorney general could return the alien to that country. This was terminology that I think was for illegal aliens, or legal aliens, I guess. But the attorney general could return the alien to the territory as they await a hearing. Texas and Missouri had pointed to this language in arguing that the Remain in Mexico policy was necessary in order to adhere to this law. Without the ability to detain everyone, the states argued their lawsuit, sending them back when possible is necessary. So the court's majority pointed to the language, and that's kind of what these laws are. You know, people think it's, you know, are they saying it's ethical? Are they saying it's allowed? What the court's job is to do is to find flaws in the language that allows a law to persist or not. So the court's majority pointed to the language in the law that said the government, quote, may return migrants to a contiguous territory, noting the discretionary nature of the wording. All sides agreed on that. But it was the state's interpretation and that of a lower court ruling that a return is required if a person is not detained that the court disputed. So basically the law does say that migrants can stay on the Mexico side, but there's a discretionary. It's up to the state if they want to, or up to whoever's making that decision, or according to the law, the attorney general. According to Chief Justice Roberts, he said the problem is that the statute does not say anything like that. He said Congress meant for a return to be mandatory in the event that there was a lack of compliance with the detention requirement and would have said so in clear language. So he said the statutory grant of discretion here contains no such caveat and we will not rewrite it to include one. Even though Chief Justice Roberts helped rewrite, in essence, the Obamacare going, we'll call it a tax, they're not going to rewrite this one. All right. So the court also pointed to the foreign affairs consequences of requiring a return, pointing to how the Constitution only authorizes the executive branch to handle direct diplomacy with other countries and how the lower court's ruling against the Biden administration would have imposed a significant burden upon the executive's ability to conduct diplomatic relations with Mexico. So I see both sides, but I'll finish telling you what they say here. According to Fox News, they say the court argued that the return to Mexico policy applies exclusively to non-Mexican nationals who have arrived at ports of entry that are located in the United States, and that therefore the executive branch cannot unilaterally return these migrants to Mexico. Roberts cited a Biden administration claim that the policy has negatively impacted other areas of relations with Mexico. He said yet under the Court of Appeals interpretation, section, 1225B2C, authorized the district court to force the executive to the bargaining table with Mexico over a policy that both countries wish to terminate and to supervise its continuing negotiations with Mexico to ensure that they are conducted in good faith. He wrote, the stark consequence confirms our conclusion that Congress did not intend that section to tie the hands of the executive in this manner. So the court also noted that Congress gave the Department of Homeland Security the discretion to utilize a third option for migrants, which is parole. They said every administration, including Trump and Biden administrations, have utilized this authority to some extent. Kavanaugh voted with the majority and referenced the parole option in a concurring opinion, stating that both parole and return are legally permissible options, meaning that the return to Mexico policy is not mandatory. So Justice Barrett dissented. She agreed with the majority's views of the relevant immigration law, but believed that the court's opinion in a separate case issued 2 weeks ago impacted whether the issue of whether lower courts had the jurisdiction to hear the case in the first place. Instead of ruling on the case, she argued the Supreme Court should have sent it back down to the lower court to consider the recent decision. And then Justice Alito, joined by Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch, argued that the government does not have the authority to release migrants into the U.S., if it is believed they are not eligible for admission. They say that when it appears that one of these aliens is not admissible, may the government simply release the alien in this country and hope that the alien will show up for the hearing at which his or her entitlement to remain will be decided? Congress has to provide a clear answer to that, and the answer is no. Alito wrote, citing statutory language, that in such a case, a migrant shall be detained for either removal or consideration of asylum application. So the problem we have, and I see both sides, and as a physician, it's a big concern, because we have people coming with very poor medical conditions. They could spread, you know, disease. They also need care. That could definitely weigh in on our resources, which we don't have enough of for our current citizens. And so, you know, we're usually, I don't know if you guys have ever waited tables or hosted at a restaurant. But you have to control the flow. Whoever is the hostess, and, you know, hostesses are not a lot of times are over 8. They're under 21, because once you're 21, you'd rather make more money and wait tables. So a lot of hostesses are under 21 sometimes. And that's what happened to me. And they might be the least paid person in the restaurant, but they're one of the most important. Because when you are regulating the entry into the restaurant or the bar, if you screw that up, it messes up the servers, it messes up the kitchen, it messes up the bussers, it messes up management, and it messes it up for other customers. And so your flow and your choreography on, well, we just sat this person, now we're going to sit this person, let's see where this person is at. So you go, you check the floor, you see what's going on, and so you gauge who you let in, the numbers you let in, you organize the reservations. Well, that kind of thing has to be done with the country on a bigger scale. And so when it was chaotic, Trump's idea of, okay, you know what, we don't know if you're legal or not, you know, I know you're seeking asylum, stay where you are on that side of the border until we figure it out. There was a lot of controversy going, no, they should be able to be safe on our side of the border. But where it got complicated is there were too many. If you only had a couple asylum seekers a day, you could manage it. And then the courts could manage it. But the problem is we have thousands upon thousands coming towards the border each week, day, you know, who knows, hour. And we don't have the facilities to detain. Look at what happened with the formula. There was all this controversy because we got babies that are down there. So we have to feed the babies, but there's not enough formula for American citizens. And so the numbers make it tough. So the Supreme Court, their job isn't to look at the current situation and go, well, you know what, based on the numbers, I see why Trump did this knee-jerk, you know, reflex and said, just stay on that side until, you know, you have your hearing and, you know, as they don't come. But the Supreme Court's job is to dissect the law. And the law allowed for people that are seeking asylum to get the safety of America while they're going through the process. The problem is we're not just talking a couple people. We're talking thousands, and where do we put them? You know, we're hearing stories that governments are asking for people to house them, you know, to let them into their homes. So there's no place to put them. And you know, it could be minimized by a very, a very stark sentence or statement of reality from our administration saying, look, guys, we want to welcome everybody here, but it's just too many, and you guys will be waiting for months, you know, through the process. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is we're letting people come in, live here, and then hope that they will come back and do what they're supposed to do in the courts. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Busy morning for the Supreme Court Thursday. Their opinions. The Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The Supreme Court is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without congressional approval. Speaking at NATO, President Biden wants to end the filibuster to push through abortions legislation.
We have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster.
USA Radio News. The Missouri State Highway Patrol has released the identities of four people that lost their lives in Monday's tragic Amtrak derailment. The crash, which happened just before 2 p.m. near Mendon, Missouri, claimed the lives of three passengers and the driver of a dump truck that was struck by the passenger train. The derailment also sent upwards of 150 passengers to area hospitals for treatment. Authorities have now confirmed the driver of the truck was Bill Barton, 54 years old, from Brookfield, Missouri. The Federal Trade Commission is going after Walmart.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing Walmart. Officials with the FTC say the store has allowed scam artists access to its money transfer services. They allege that's resulted in fraud that has cost consumers tens of millions of dollars everywhere. The lawsuit further states Walmart didn't properly train its employees and failed to... warn its customers.
That's Tim Berg reporting. And we are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, close to 50 million of you are going to be hitting the roads this weekend. And we always talk about car safety and tire safety, but people start too late and they don't check their tires till they're about to drive off the driveway. So joining us next is Russell Shepard, tire safety engineer and technical communications director for Michelin, joining us. Russell, I am so excited to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Wow, I'm just as guilty. I ignore the tires until I've packed up the trunk with the suitcases. You know, can you talk to us about what travelers should be doing right now?
So, yeah, a couple of tips. One is make sure you can see. And that's not related to tires directly. That's more your windshield. So make sure your windshield wiper blades work. You don't want to get on the road and you hear that squeak, squeak, squeak or streaks. If you check that now, if you hear that noise, place your wiper blades. And while you're at it, make sure that you have plenty of wiper fluid so you can keep your windshield clean. Mm-hmm. Now, for tires, I've been doing tire engineering for over 20 years, and for me it boils down to one important consideration. The only thing between you and your family and the road are tires. So there's some important steps that you need to take to make sure that you're safe and you have an enjoyable ride.
Absolutely, yeah. Talk to us about those.
So there's three things I recommend you do. One is check your tire pressure. When you do that, make sure that the vehicle has been sitting for a couple of hours. That's called the cold pressure. If you want to know where the tire pressure is, you can look on the driver's side door. There's a sticker there. It shows your, when you open the door, it shows the tire size and the tire pressure. It's probably already also in the book for your vehicle. And if not, you can go to MichelinMan.com and we'll help you figure out what your tire pressure should be. The next is to check your tread depth. There's a pretty simple test for that, a trick to that. It's called the penny test.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do this is you take the penny, put it between two fingers with aid facing you. And you take that penny and you put it in the tread of the tire all the way down with Abe's head upside down. And when you do that, if you can see the top of Abe's head, it's time to change your tires.
Right.
Do that in several different positions. Because tires wear differently. Sometimes if you need an alignment, they'll wear differently from one side of the tire to the other, and certainly different positions.
It's fantastic.
Last but not least, rotate your tires.
Absolutely. How often should you rotate your tires?
Michelin recommends you rotate your tires every 6,000 to 8,000 miles. The reason we make this recommendation is because tire vehicles do not wear the tires evenly. So as you rotate them, it gives you the good even wear across all positions. It gives you a longer lasting tire. And it gives you even traction across all the positions, which helps you brake and stop better.
We're talking to Russell Shepherd, tire safety engineer and technical communications director for Michelin. I live in the heat. I live in the southwest in Nevada. We get blowouts. Is there any way to predict a blowout? I mean, are these all spontaneous, or is it the low treads, the pressure being out? What are some ways to prevent a blowout this weekend?
So the best thing to do to make sure that your tire's in a great condition is inspect them. So, again, you check your tread depth, make sure you've got proper tire pressure. In that case, make sure it's cold tire pressure. And then if you're still not sure, take it to a tire professional. They can take that tire off the wheel and inspect it. If you feel any wobbles, if you're driving and you feel a vibration in the steering wheel, that's a sign that you may need to get your tire checked, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's some tire damage. And for that, I definitely recommend you take it to a professional. And, again, they can take the tire off the wheel and inspect it both inside and out.
You know, some of my students, I'll find, like, a nail in their wheel. And I'm like, oh, okay, you got to get that fixed. I go, oh, but the nail is, you know, securing the hole in the tire. Can you explain what we need to do a nail in the tire?
Get it repaired. Well, get it checked. And then it may be repairable. If it's in the summit and it's not too large, it can be repaired. If it's in the sidewall, you're going to need another tire. But that's very important because I promise you, if you have a nail in the tire is leaking air.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a slow leak at first, but it's leaking air. And if you drive with a tire underinflated, you can damage the tire. So you severely shorten the life of the tire, void the warranty, and underinflated tires make your vehicle consume more gas. They drop your gas mileage. So we all know gas is expensive. It's what, about $6 a gallon now? Inspect your tires. Don't leave nails in it, screws, and check your tire pressure.
So true. Russell, final word. Where can people get more information about everything you and Michelin does?
Sure. So, more details on the penny test and some of the things that you can do to maintain your tires. go to MichelinMan.com. We've got all kinds of tips there. And additionally, if you want advice, you can chat. We can answer your questions there. And we can even help you select your next great tire. So that's MichelinMan.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Russell, thank you so much for joining us. Happy National Tire Safety Week. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, yeah, AAA is expecting about 47.9 to 50 million people traveling for 4th of July. And I get that there is this, you know, gas embargo that's supposed to happen the 3rd through the 5th. And I'm going to do what I did in 2008 with the gas embargo or the gas boycott, where I'm going to fill up before. I mean, you know, I want to take part. I want to show I'm with you guys. You know, I love these, you know, safer, quieter, nicer protests. Because I don't want to see gas stations go up in flames. I just don't think the gas boycott's going to do much because people are not going to want to get stuck on the road. So they're going to fill up before, they're going to fill up after. And keep in mind, a lot of these gas stations, I think 60% are owned by small business, families, family owned. So, you know, would like to think it's the big corporations that are going to get screwed. Sadly, I think the gas boycott is just going to hurt a bunch of small business owners. And it might not even make a difference because people are going to fill up before and after. Now, interestingly, AAA is going to activate a tow-to-go program for the holiday weekend. The service is available for non-members because they want to avoid impaired driving. They think, in addition to the fireworks and festivities, you guys are going to be drunk. And there are a lot. I got a lot of barbecues to go to this weekend, and I don't know what I'm going to do with the calories because there's going to be sangria, there's going to be spiked lemonade, you can't be driving. The program that AAA is doing kicks off July 1st, will run through Tuesday, July 5th at 6 a.m. They want to be used as a last resort, but the tow truck will take the impaired driver home to a safe location, must be within a 10-mile radius. AAA said the ride is only for one person and their vehicle. It's very cool. According to AAA, Tow2Go aims to remove impaired drivers from roads and to get people home safely on nights when impaired driving may be more likely. This has been reported by Tampa Bay's Fox 13. They said the roads are going to be already extremely crowded this weekend, and adding alcohol just raises the risk of a deadly crash. As you lock in your party plans, be sure to also set up a safe ride. If those plans fall through, call Tow2Go, and AAA can give you a lift. Might not be available in rural areas or in areas of severe weather conditions, but they do operate in multiple states. Very, very cool. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for those people that understand how the Supreme Court works, they could almost predict how they might rule. And so with the EPA and their ruling on how the EPA does not have the authority to regulate greenhouse gas emission caps, and this was a 6-3 ruling, a lot of us could predict this because, again, what is the Supreme Court's job? Yeah, well, what their job is and what they do, you know, obviously, you know, might differ, but their job is to look at the law and see if the law was properly properly followed. And so, one thing the Supreme Court is supposed to be very diligent in is if there's overreach. And we have seen overreach in multiple factions. I believe the mandates were a huge overreach. And that's why, you know, the CDC getting involved with, you know, work and you know, being allowed to work and being allowed to eat in a restaurant and things like that. And there being that overreach was very controversial because the Constitution, you know, there's supposed to be laws and there's tons of laws. But the one thing that the Constitution wanted to make sure didn't happen was that government would overreach. America is supposed to be one of the freest countries in the world, on the planet, in the solar system. So the Supreme Court ruled. Everybody's like, hey, the Supreme Court ruled against climate change. They didn't necessarily rule against climate change. They weren't supposed to be ruling on whether climate change exists or not. What they did is say, look, the EPA cannot pass sweeping regulations that would overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. Similar to like OSHA and the mandates. You know, OSHA can make workplace standards, but it was overreach to start to say everybody has to have an injection. There is overreach. These companies, these entities and these agencies have limits. So with what happened today, the EPA capping carbon dioxide emissions and all that, you know, EPA comes from the executive branch. And, you know, they could sadly do things that can really limit the function of an industry. So according to Chief Justice John Roberts, they said capping carbon dioxide emissions at a level that will force a nationwide transition away from the use of coal to generate electricity may be a sensible, quote, solution to the crisis of the day, but it is not plausible that Congress give EPA the authority to adopt on its own such a regulatory scheme. They were discussing the Clean Air Act. A decision of such magnitude and consequence rests with the Congress itself or an agency acting pursuant to a clear delegation from that representative body. So what they're saying is if there are going to be these sweeping reforms, it's got to come from the people and their elected representatives, the Congress. It can't be an executive branch saying, all right, this is what we're going to do, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. So the case stemmed from the Obama administration's 2015 Clean Power Plan. It aimed to reduce carbon emissions at power plants by pushing a shift from coal to natural gas and then ultimately wind and solar energy. The plan was put on hold by the Supreme Court in 2016 and then repealed by the Trump administration and replaced with the less extreme Affordable Clean Energy Rule. When Biden took office, the ACE rule became the subject of litigation that led to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, according to Fox News, vacating that rule, as well as the repeal of the Clean Power Plan. The Biden EPA, however, has stated that it will not reinstate the Clean Power Plan and instead develop and implement its own plan. So the question is, how much can the EPA do on their own? And the power is based on a provision in Section 111 of the Clean Air Act, which grants the EPA the power to set the standards of performance for existing sources of air pollutants as long as they take into account cost, energy requirements, and non-air health and environmental impacts. The Trump EPA, in repealing the Clean Power Plan, took the position that Section 111 only let them determine measures to be implemented at the physical power plants themselves, like an inside-the-fence line, and not broadly for the entire industry. Similarly, West Virginia and other states claim that Section 111 does not allow the EPA to go so far as to make rules that would completely reshape American electrical grids or force industries to eliminate carbon emissions altogether. So this case was brought up by West Virginia in West Virginia versus EPA. So their argument is based on the major questions doctrine, which says that even though federal agencies generally have broad rulemaking power as delegated by Congress through the statutes that create them, when it comes to issues of major economics and political significance to the country, those statutes need to have clear language to support the agency's action. When Trump EPA repealed the plan, it cited this major questions doctrine. Biden's EPA, though, claimed that the major questions doctrine doesn't apply. There's no issue of such great significance. During oral arguments, Solicitor General Elizabeth Prilligar asserted that there cannot be a major question because there is no current rule in place. So you see, it's all semantics. It's all, you know, word salads and vocabulary and statute reading and what does this mean and what does this mean and what does this mean. So what happened today wasn't that the Supreme Court said, look, okay, we don't want the Biden administration to do this. What it said is, look, you know, we have the EPA that is overreaching. If Congress wants it, and then that's fine. And that's exactly what happened with the mandates, which are how they ruled with the mandates in OSHA. If Congress rules that this is something that is done, then at least it came from the representatives and the constituents. There was some citizen say in that. And I know a lot of us feel like Congress does not represent us. These people get elected and then they just kind of do whatever they do to keep their political butts in power. But if you don't listen to your constituents and you don't know what your constituents want or need, you aren't going to get reelected. And so, you know, that's why we see a little bit of fraying with, you know, some of the votes, because, you know, if they live in a very high, you know, coal area, or, you know, they have to listen to what their constituents need. So, these were so far the two major rules that we saw coming out of the Supreme Court. Is it a blow to, you know, greenhouse gas? Is it a blow to climate change and all that? What eventually is going to happen is, if there are air issues, pollution issues, concerns that people have in terms of what industries are doing to our air, then there will be representation in Congress, and Congress can make changes. They can pass acts, and I know people think Congress doesn't get anything done because it's so split. Well, then why don't you make bills? I mean, here's my answer to that. Okay? Then make bills that aren't 2,000 pages long that come up with things that are very bipartisan. There are so many issues that you could break down and find common ground on. Just like with Obamacare, there was bipartisan support for getting rid of pre-existing condition clauses in healthcare, in health insurance. Now, that's a huge move, because now insurance companies have to insure everybody and prices are going to go up. But that could have been one simple line, and then we see what happens. We deal with the aftermath of that one piece. Instead, it was 2,000 pages with other stuff written into it. Well, that's why you start to see along party lines, because somebody throws some BS into the bill that then affects the parties, and they're like, you know what, we're just going to throw this bill out because there's so much BS in it. I really love the idea of, you know, one item per bill. I know there's a lot going on, but, you know, I think a lot of people would agree that there should be standards. But in terms of, can the EPA make these sweeping regulations that basically crush an industry so they have to be forced to go to solar? That's overreach. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.